कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य
मैंने देखा उसने देखा has knowledge that Krishna is Bhagavan. That's why it is more with
consciousness of the Lord's opulence. He has awe and honor towards the Lord. That's why he offers honor to the Lord. So, service is there, but a little happening, not so strong, out of fear, some fear, and with the attitude of one's being a servant. Ashwara Gyan is completely dominant there. And in Raga Bhakti, there is no such attitude that, oh, he's my friend, he's my son, he's my friend, or he's my beloved. Such moods are present. In this moods, one has prayed towards him without hindrances. One serves the Lord without any troubles, without any obstacles. Other one thinks Krishna to be different to him. Other one thinks the Lord to be equal to him. You are Prabhupada's son, I am Upananda's son. Your Baba has 1 million. 1 million, 100,000. My father has 1,300,000. I am higher than you. And sometimes they have resting back, sometimes Krishna is defeated, sometimes they get defeated by Krishna. They have, and then also sometimes they think Krishna to be younger. They also, he's also chastised, mother and father, control him, chastise him. Krishna sometimes cries. He's considered to be one who should be maintained or protected with these moods. Or inequality, the gopis, the sakis, their moods.
Krishna
is not giving them anything to maintain them. He doesn't give them any ornaments or clothes. He doesn't give them anything. He doesn't even bring them in his home. That's why the gopis can control Krishna by their frame, bring him under subordination. A husband, a wife is a husband's servant, but the gopis are much higher than Krishna. Even their frame is higher than Mother Yashoda's frame. That is why he gives his flute at their feet, and he gets forgiveness from their feet. Oh, I will never commit such a mistake, such an offense. What is that? Napare, huh? Maragala Pandanam, let's. This is not even for Mother Yashoda, only for the gopis, this flow. That is why, among the three rasas, Krishna's sweetness is stated in Vedi Bhakti. Those who are very bhakti, they may offer prayers with folded hands, they may honor him, that is a problem. But their fame, affection is weak, not so as strong. That is why Vedi, the moods attained from Ragma or Vedi bhakti, they are different. So one can take towards maximum devotion, Narayan service and weapon. You go and serve there, go and offer prayers, worship to him, that's all. But in Ragma bhakti, they take you to Goloka Vrindavan, take the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you may attain Satya Vatsalya Madhurya. That time is not weak. Krishna even comes under subordination or control by the spirit. The meaning is, Vedi Bhakti moods are not thick because of Aishwarya mood. The fame is weak, not so strong. By this, the Bhagavan Aishwarya Gyan is present there, conscious of him being the Lord always. Oh, Arjun, although he is so close to Krishna, but still, when he sees his opulence, oh, you please excuse my offense when he shows his universal form. But Mother Yashoda saw his universal form two times. Oh, some woman, she said, that has
done some magic on him. Something has happened. Maybe she is haunted by some ghost. All the demons. From black cow, he was given bath of the urine of cow dung of the black cow. Krishna is running. She's again catching him, brings him near, gives him bath by this cow dung and cow urine. This is the mood of bride. In Vedi Bhakti, there is some hesitation. And always it depends on the instructions of the Shastra.
Bhagavan
can never be controlled by such Vedi Bhakti. He is never brought in the subordination. There are very rare these proof evidences of somebody attains Krishna by Vedi Bhakti. They are very rare such instances. Like maybe a Jamil, one instance. Yeah? According to the Marga Bhakti, there are also two types of devotees. The way Bhakti is two types, Bhav is two types, and those who are the followers of this Bhakti and Bhav, they are also two types. One who are the followers of Ragmar, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to give Bhakti Krishna. He had come to give Rama. Before him, nobody had come. Nobody came to give Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarandita, or before them, all the two acharyas had come, one of them, to give Bhakti. But this Bhakti and this Ragmar Bhakti, nobody had come to give this. One cult before, only Mahaprabhu, when he came, that time he had given. After that, it was not given, never. The followers of Vedi Bhakti Mark, both the attitude is also different. In those who are following Rag, their hearts are also different, both of the followers of the two different paths. Rag Mark, those who are followers of Rag Mark, they don't have any pleasure for their own senses. They have no desire, they have no hint, no trace of desire to please themselves. Although Vedi Mark, followers of Vedi Mark, they always have the prominent on their mood is for their own pleasure. They are performing bhakti also so that they will not have any troubles. They cannot proceed higher than this. They can maximum proceed to solving their own troubles. But in Ragmar, they take to Sakya, Vasalya, till and Madhur. They attain these high moods. Translation. Today was Hindi because. And Hindi is
from our bhakti, we should understand it to be a way of Pramabhakti. So we can into Sadhu Bhakti to read the Purva. There are two types of Sadhu Bhakti. One is Raghunuga Sadhu, one is Vaidhi Sadhu. Raghunuga Sadhu is one of the things the performance of Raghunuga Sadhu has been taken in great greed. To achieve the service of Krishna, either by reading the scriptures or by hearing from Mahabharata. The second type of sadhana, namely Vaidhi sadhana, is undertaken through the seal of the scriptures. Sarasa, sarana, sarasa, sarasa, abhidhanamoyi, sarasa. Means, when one hears that even if you follow Vanashra but do not perform Bhagavad Bhakti, then you still go to hell. That out of fear of going to hell was performed by the sadhana. Just like there are two types of sadhana, there are also two types of bhava bhakti which are obtained by these two processes. By performance of
There is also two types of devotees. One is the Lord Hindu practices Rajagopalangi. The other side is that the Lord Hindu practices Bhaktivati. We should understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this Rajmarg. Rasik Shekhar Krishna Paramah Karun. Do we wait there, For these two reasons, Mahaprabhu came to this world. Therefore, before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one had distributed this Bhakti Ra or this Rajagopalangi Bhakti. Devotees like Madhvacharya, Sri Ramanuja, and Vishnu Swami, etc., they distributed Bhakti with no Rajagopalangi Bhakti or Bhakti Ra. Only one who was distributed was Mahaprabhu in the last day of Brahma, or the last Kalpa. Therefore, the heart or the mind of these two types of devotees is also different. The devotee who practices Rajagopalangi Bhakti, they have no desire at all for their own enjoyment or their own happiness. Whereas the devotees who practice Vaishnavati, in them there is a special desire for their own happiness. Either I will be happy by avoiding birth and death, or I will be happy by achieving the four types of liberation. Therefore, in Vaishnavati, their happiness, they have some inclination to their own enjoyment. Some dharma really becomes free from material entanglement and takes the happiness of liberation. In a Rajagopalangi Bhakti, there is not even a fragrance of the desire for one's own enjoyment. Therefore, that Raj is so much superior that it takes one to Vrindavan itself.
Krishna ki seva ki vasana.
Now, the desire to serve Krishna is also of different types. The seed of Bhakti Kripa is Krishna's service, its desire to serve Krishna. The Guru Padma or Uttam Vaishnavas.
Krishna Bhakti, Apne Sangate, Krishna Bhakti,
the seed of Krishna Bhakti or the desires of Krishna, they sow the seed. When this creeper grows, when this seed sprouts, this is of mainly five types. All these. That devotee who has only firm faith in Krishna Swarup, he has no desire to serve Krishna. Krishna is Parabrahma. Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is our worshipable Brahma. He has such faith. He has no attitude of service towards him. What he will serve, the Supreme Personality, is that's why they don't serve him. That's why they consider him to be Parabrahma or Paramatma, Krishna. They are called Shant Bhakt. And the second, some consider the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be their master, and themselves to be his servant. Like Parabrahma Hanumanji saw as Ram. Ram he saw as the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his master. In this mood, along with Krishna, Nishtha, one mood is added. First, there was Nishtha, and now the Swami and Seva, the master and the servant, this mood is added. They consider Lord to be Prabhu, Master, and then to be Dasa, servant. This bhav is called Dasa bhav. The third devotee who consider Krishna to be Sakha, friend. Krishna is, they don't have such opulent mood towards Krishna that, oh, he is our Lord, Master. No, we are equal. He is our friend. Even they can give their own remnants, suppose it is very tasty, something which they give him, they can give him. Das can never do this. Hanuman, etc., they can never. Prahlad Maharaj can never behave in such a manner. Nishtha towards Krishna. One. Second, Dasabhav. Third.
Samana Bhutti.
Saman Buddhi, equality, that we and he are equal, Sahardbhav, like equal friends. Friends and equality. They behave towards Krishna just like a friend would behave. That's why they consider him to be. This is called Sahardbhav. Fourth, we consider Krishna to be one to be maintained, protected, chastise him, control him. They consider him to be subordinate and to be maintained. He is junior to us. Mamatamayi buddhi, possessiveness is attached. So this, first the shant, nishtha, dasyabhav, and katas, equality, and one more is added, mamta, possessiveness. This is also added. They can even chast Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can even bind him up, the Supreme Personality. Nishtha, Seva, etc. All these moods are of course remaining there. And the fourth, this mood of possessiveness and maintaining, protecting, this mood is also present. This is known as Vatsalya Bhav. Fifth are such devotees who have all these four moods, qualities, plus with their bodily limbs, they serve Krishna in all ways. These are the Krishna's beloved sometimes. With all their bodily limbs, they are ready to serve Krishna. Yashoda mother is not able to serve Krishna, not even the Sakha serve the way the gopis serve. Only the gopis can serve in this manner. In them, first nishtha, second dasbhav, third samanbhav, equality, more of equality, fourth mamata, possessiveness, and fifth quality now is added, to serve the Lord with all the bodily limbs also, with all moods, bodily limbs. Just like a mango, jackfruit, sugarcane, grapes, they are each sweeter than the preceding one. Similarly, Shant, Sakya has more than Shant, and Datsya more than Sakya, like this. More sweetness is present in each, which is higher mood. Especially, the sprout of Bhav is Madhavendra Puri, the sprout of Madhura is, there are sub-branches are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita of this sprout. It developed at the time of Mahaprabhu, and after that, thousands, hundred thousands, Karudamada, Rupa Goswami, etc., branches and sub-branches, Nishanya Prabhu, Radhaka, etc., these branches spread all over. And then it is seen somewhere, sometimes, a little. Although Dasbhav is maybe present, generally, mostly, all the those who are coming in Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya, they have Gopi Bhav. And amongst Gopi Bhav, not only Gopi Bhav, only one mood, Manjari Bhav. The service of Radharani. This is seen, visible, which is not visible in any other sampradaya. Only in our Gaudiya sampradaya is visible. That is why I think those people who have come under the guidance of Mahaprabhu in Gaudiya sampradaya, they have some contact with Madhurera. In Gopi Bhav, they have some contact. They are, if they perform.
Your call is disconnected.
Translating now.
In Sankha there is the quality of nishtha in Krishna, but there is no mood of seva. He thinks Krishna is my brother, he is my sister, but how I can serve someone who has everything, whatever I want. Then we have nishtha, no material desire, but no feeling of seva. Second, in Dasyabha, there is a feeling that Krishna is great and I am small. I am his servant. The example is Hanuman. Therefore, the quality of Shantara
that Nishtha is presently down to us, as well as another addition, which is called down to us. Feeling rather my Swami, my Lord, and I am His servant. Another form that may take is Sakura, or friendship with Krishna. They can give their own reverence in the mouth of Krishna, which awaits even the Hanuman or Prahlad cannot do. Though the Chandra Dasik cannot serve like this. Therefore, in Sakura, there is a feeling of Nishtha, friendship with Chandra. There is a feeling of servitude that is in Dasira. And there is a third quality, Vishwas Poin Samanguri. That means that serving Krishna with Vishwas Poin Guri, which is full humility, and they feel Krishna being the same. A fourth form that they take is that of Vatsali Ras. Therefore, Vatsali Ras, the devotee thinks, Krishna is left to me, I maintain him. Therefore, it is, there is so much development of Vatsali Guri, feeling of possessiveness towards the Krishna. Also, the devotee feels, my heart nourishes and feeds him, and I chastise him. Sometimes the devotees in Vatsali Ras, when they see the restlessness of Krishna, they punish him even, or bind him, chastise him. Therefore, in Vatsali Ras, the feelings of Krishna in Chandra Ras, servitude in Dasi Ras, feelings of Mamata or Shaitan that are in Sakura, as well as this, there is the feeling of Madhiva. I will maintain Krishna and I will chastise Krishna. And lastly, it may take the fifth form, which is called Madhuvira or Kandava. All the qualities that are present in the other four rasas are all present in this Kandava. In Kandava, the devotee, she tells Krishna that she lifts all the limbs of her body in a way that even Mother Yasoda or the cowboys cannot do. Therefore, all the other aspects are there in Kandava as well as one additional round, or one additional quality that is not present in the other four rounds, that is, they serve Krishna with all the limbs of their bodies. Just as like there is a gradation of shame from grapes to jackfruit to mango, in the same way there is an increasing gradation of sweetness from dasya to sakya to vatsalya to kandava. Then when the sprout of this kandava, that is Sri Madhavendra Puri. Thus following Sri Madhavendra Puri came Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with so many millions of devotees who are under his shelter and guidance, like Sri Gadadhara, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Guru Dhamma, Sri Ramananda Roy. No one can count how many there are. So even though all the power rulers doubt your vows towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite this, we see that most of them are situated in Kandava. And of them, the great majority are Manjari, or serving as based on the Radhika. Therefore, this Gopi Mark, this Manjari Mark, is only seen in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. It is not present in any other Sampradaya. Therefore, we should think that those who have the great fortune to come to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then most must also be in that Manjari Mark. And those who follow the sadhana in the correct manner, then slowly, slowly, they must touch that in this life or in the other life.
There is one question. One question may be raised. So the Chakravarti Thakur is saying,
Krishna
is the object of prem. Krishna
means
Krishna is tasting all the rasa, the dasya of dasya, Sakya Bhav, Matsalya Bhav, parents Matsalya Bhav, and Gopis, Madhur Ras. Krishna is tasting all these rasas. Now, our aim is to attain Radha Dasi. Can Krishna give this or no?
In Chaitanya Charitamrita also it has been described. Radha is the Kalpalata of fame. Pakshis are the petals and flowers, buds are the flowers. It is described that without the guidance of the Shaktis, Gopi Bhava cannot be attained. So whom should we pray to? Should we pray to Krishna? Or to Radha's Shaktis we should pray? Not to Radhaji, not to Radhaji also. To the Shaktis. But Krishna is also prayed to. Why? Krishna says, ask a benediction. What? In that stage, in that condition, Krishna will say, oh, I am very happy with your bhakti. Now you must ask some benediction. And he says, oh, Shyam Sundar, to Shyam Sundar, to Krishna. With these words. Then Krishna, what can he do? He will give. But he can only give what he has himself. And gopis, how much they can? They can give till Radha Das, everything. That is why we pray to Krishna also. Wherever he has contact with the gopis, wherever he is Gopi Kant, Prananath, he is the beloved of the gopis. But if Krishna gives the benediction, so what, the gopis will refuse? Never. They were also not refused. So that is why you must understand, reconcile this in such a manner. Lord Feminine Day.
Morning, I'll be walking for a channel because we have to move a little.
you on tomorrow to make up the place. And so we will come as well as other day. After that, or taking our drop, Satyaman will carry something we have to honor that person. And after that, to move, taking our hair and sacrifice for everyone. And I'm requesting if I last on the road, if I'm radical on the road, we can't be low. Everything I can be done in the road, another program is up to the income, 4:15, after the road, come to the point I will have from the behind gate. From the road, a partner who covers the gate, he comes to the return to the Raja. Then I turn to the Raja.
Hare Krishna. So the world is saying that now, Hare Krishna, after Vaishnava Yakya, the preaching video tomorrow from Joshua, there will be Mahaprasada feast, and after that, all the devotees shall leave for their next destination. Yeah. If you want to stay here, you have to make your own arrangements. If you want to go to Vrindavan, there will be buses leaving at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You can come on that bus for free, if you put your name on the list outside in the hallway here, there is a list. So those of you who want to go tomorrow afternoon to Vrindavan at 3 o'clock, buses leaving. We are requesting the volunteers who are on that list to now monitor the luggages and all the programs who are in the bus. We will give list. Everyone who has registered will come in the bus. Those who don't register have to make all arrangements for transportation.
Thank you. Allah.